Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man, you should just let this one play for 2 minutes, Valdez, with Jason Out of Town. It's the song he detests and hates by Judas Priest. He despises it. Even though it's a metal classic,
ugh,
it just is.
So Carmelo Anthony tweeted some videos of, you know, this pickup session I don't know where this happened. It had a Lifetime Fitness somewhere. I don't know if it was in New York or L.A. or somewhere. And LeBron's there, and Melo, and KD.
Sure it wasn't Gaithersburg with my boys Jose and the rest of the crew.
I mean, can you imagine, you see guys are just hanging out watching. Can you imagine if you're going to Lifetime for lunch and you're going to work out, and normally you play ball with your buddies, you know, a bunch of sales guys who never work, and all of a sudden it's KD, Melo, and LeBron, and they're out there, and they've got their boys out there, and they're playing just the highest level of pickup you've ever seen. Now, there's not a lot of defense being played, but at moments there are.
They're getting a good run in.
The clips are remarkable, right? I think there are at least 4 1-minute videos that Carmelo tweeted.
If those guys roll in, then you just realize that you're not even playing basketball.
Oh,
you can't even call it the same sport.
It is just absurd. It's fascinating to watch.
Right.
Really. And it's kind of cool to try to ID the guys because, you know, nobody's wearing a uniform. They're all wearing their own gear. I don't even know how they know who's on who. Is it Melo that's wearing the hoodie? Looks like he's wearing a hoodie while he's playing at times. But it's just fascinating.
Like you're sweating, EB.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Check it out. I just can't imagine if I went to Lifetime to work out and all of a sudden they said, hey, KD, Melo, and LeBron are in their ball and go
right.
Check them out. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I can't even fathom it.
Of course not.
And they're getting after it. They're not going through the motions.
Right.
They're getting after it. So check that out if you want.
All right, 7:45 every morning at this time. We go around the NFL, give you the latest with the Junkies Blitz. We'll actually start with Hard Knocks. Now, I haven't watched the first episode yet, but
I
did see it.
I went to bed.
And I set it up on the DVR. So I will get to that, and I definitely would watch that over the solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah. 100 times out of 100.
I guess some of the drama on the first episode was cutting the kicker, Robert Aguayo.
Okay.
Roberto Aguayo.
Well, remember, he was their second-round draft pick.
Right, they moved up back into the second round to pick him.
And we've seen this on TV, but it's still always fascinating to see a guy's dreams basically shattered right there, although he's already been picked up, I believe, by another team.
The Bears, I think.
But here's how it went down on Hard Knocks.
Well, it's never easy. I'll just get right to it. We're gonna release you. But I do want to tell you that we appreciate everything you've done for us. All right.
Thank you.
And you know, we just got to rely on you to make those kicks.
Man, it's tough.
It's got to be one of the toughest parts of a coach's job. I don't think you ever get immune to just whacking guys.
Eventually, budget cuts going to get that type of conversation, right?
Oh, yeah. Only matter of time before old BC sits down in the CK's office.
How do you think that's going to go? You had to reenact it.
I don't know, Hard Knocks. Man. It's going to be very similar to Hard Knocks.
Adam,
they're going to bring him
in the office.
They're going to close the door.
Do you think he's going to know? Or do you think he's going
to be oblivious?
But it's gonna
he'll
be
think
much,
he's getting promoted.
It's going to be much easier.
Think he's
going to
get a weekend slot?
Yeah. Yeah. He'll think he's getting promoted.
It's going to be so much easier, though, for Entercom, who's never met the kid, to walk in and just pink slip him. Oh. I mean, that's different than the coach who's been out on the field with this kicker or whoever.
Somebody
will
still have to communicate it to him.
Yeah, but that
it'll be CK. CK will draw the short straw.
It might be CK, or it could be just some soulless corporate robot that comes in and just
kinda
starts whacking
people. Kind of like what
happened
when we found out that HFS was flipping. We went in there. I was I thought the GM was getting fired. I was actually kind of high-fiving. We were
I'll never forget that day.
We were walking in there. We're like, we're going to cut the promo. They're going like, no. They need to see you. And I'm like, we'll cut. They go, no. You don't need to cut the promo. They need to see
you. And I remember it distinctly.
Yeah.
After we heard that, CK scurries in from the producer room. He goes, oh, man, we're getting fired. We're either getting fired or they're flipping the format. And we were like, whatever.
No.
Shut up.
I thought the GM was getting fired.
Yeah.
So as we walked the green mile.
I scoffed at CK. Officially scoffed.
At the time, it was Michael Hughes' office.
Yes.
I had about six other people I thought were getting whacked before basically the whole radio station.
Right.
And when there was a guy, the Grim Reaper, in that black suit behind Michael.
He was just standing in a corner.
Just standing
not saying
there,
a word.
Just like the devil. Just
who's that CBS suit? I haven't seen him.
Just watching the bloodbath. And I was blown away. I think all of us were. There were rumors that it might flip. I didn't really think it would happen.
Then we hung out at Uno's at the Bowie Town Center until like noon.
Yeah.
And then we listened to the Spanish music.
Now, the good news is we had a contract. We knew we were, you know, and they said right away that we're going to put you back on at JFK and, you know, we were valuable to the company.
Everything works out. You'll be doing mornings.
Yeah, but still, it was still devastating. I didn't want to leave HFS. I loved
that
station.
I remember
station.
We ate at Pizzeria Uno. I went out into my car.
Pondered life.
I turned on HFS.
Yeah.
I heard Jeff Buckley. They played Last Goodbye. I remember the song. And then 30 seconds later, it's Siempre de Fiesta.
Yeah.
It's old. And everybody's like, what's happening? Is this some sort of joke? Is this some sort of bit?
Footnote. Pizzeria Uno is no longer there. It's Sardi's.
Oh, really?
Which is actually really good.
Didn't know.
Peruvian Chicken.
Oh, Peruvian Chicken.
They've pretty much taken over.
It's taking over the universe.
They are. All right, we've been talking about the whole Zeke Elliott deal. Where do you draft him in a fantasy draft? It's official. They did file the appeal of the 6-game suspension per the collective bargaining agreement. Appeals are to be scheduled, but not necessarily heard within 10 days of the appeal being filed. Apparently, Elliott is going to push back against the suspension, including the harassment claim that Elliott made against a woman whose allegations of violence started the league investigation. They feel that they have evidence which will clear him, or at least
shorten
the suspension.
It is tough if she's gone on record and, I don't know, and
she
told people that she was out to ruin his career. Now, she may say, I'm out to ruin his career because he punched me.
Correct.
Because he beat the crap out of me. So, I mean, there may be a good reason why she wants to ruin his career. Or she just could be a vindictive psycho. That's possible. The problem is it's hard to make up the bruises. I guess some people do that sort of thing. But at this point, I would tend to lean and I would give her the benefit of the doubt.
Ryan Matthews was given a clean bill of health on Tuesday. Then the Philadelphia Eagles cut him.
Yeah.
Eagles informed Matthews that he was released shortly after clearing the running back. Coach Doug Peterson told reporters that Matthews had been cleared. He's 29 years old. He underwent off-season neck surgery.
A.W.A.D. Matthews.
Missed workouts all off-season while rehabbing. Philly was waiting until the medical clearance. They'll save $4 million on the salary cap.
Even though he only rushed for 660 yards, he had 8 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, and it wasn't on like 200 carries. I mean, his yards per carry is not bad.
Looks like it was a little under 4 maybe, 155 and 660.
No, you can play. He's somebody the teams are going to be interested in. A team like the Ravens might be interested, Valdez.
I forgot why he became expendable. LeGarrette Blount is in Philadelphia now. That guy, did he find the end zone like 20-plus times last year for the Pats? LeGarrette Blount. People slept on him last year.
Greg Williams, the former Redskins defensive coordinator, now he is with the Cleveland Browns
as
their coordinator. Coached in the NFL for 27 years. And he said he's never seen a rookie adjust to the NFL as quickly as Myles Garrett.
He's kind of corny, though, isn't he? Isn't he, like, into, like, he's like RG3. He's, like, into, like, comics and, like, superheroes and stuff, right? I think he's into that kind of
You mean
thing.
He's into mainstream pursuits, kind of like your boy Flakes over here? It's all mainstream.
I think he's, for me, he's kind of corny.
Williams said, I've never had a chance to draft the first pick ever, but I've had some pretty high draft picks. He's the one that has jumped out and fit in faster than any of the other ones, and I've had some really, really good ones. How do you handle the locker room? How do you handle the meeting room? How do you handle the field?
Smart.
How do you handle the walkthroughs? How do you handle being humble? How do you handle being respectful? He's a really good young man, pretty good player too. So we'll have to monitor Myles Garrett and see if he is the real deal.
That'd be awesome.
Jalen Smith is a guy who the Cowboys drafted, has had some injury issues. Apparently he's going to make his long-awaited debut when the Cowboys take on the Colts on Saturday. Jerry Jones told reporters that the linebacker will play in the upcoming preseason game. He suffered a torn ACL and nerve damage before being drafted. He ended up being drafted in the second round last season. Would have been much higher, but for the injuries. So we'll see how that works out. Lucky Whitehead, we spent some time talking about him, the whole case of mistaken identity. He ended up signing with the Jets after the Cowboys released him. The Cowboys didn't say, oh, our bad, we'll bring you back. Unfortunately, he now has a broken left foot. Seems like any news coming out of New York Jets camp is bad.
Yeah, it's all horrendous.
I haven't seen one positive thing about the New York Jets.
I thought I did read at one point that Hackenberg maybe played okay. Did they have their second game? Did
no,
he play
not
a little
yet.
Better?
No, but he is getting lots of first-team reps.
Yeah.
Right.
And finally,
I mean, how could it get worse? There were reports that he was hitting reporters on the sideline.
Remember, he was throwing the ball over the fence and everything.
Come on.
That was like RG3's bit.
And finally, Jay Cutler looks to make his Dolphins debut this week. Coach Adam Gase told reporters on Tuesday that the quarterback looks like he's going to play in Thursday's preseason tilt against the Baltimore Ravens. He's been in Miami for a little over a week coming out of his retirement. So we'll see if Jay Cutler plays against the Ravens on Thursday.
Miami laying 3 at home against the Ravens on Thursday. Valdez, who you like?
Baltimore plus the points.
Of course.
By the way, Valdez, as I drove into Baltimore yesterday with my mom, I was listening to a little of 105.7 The Fan, and it seems to me, and I only listened for like 15, 20 minutes, it seems to me that their expectations on the Ravens is very similar to yours. Not the highest. They were comparing this team to, I want to say, the 2004 Ravens, Kyle Bowler was the quarterback.
Where
Kyle
is Flacco Bowler right now? I mean, is he getting reps? Is he still?
I know he's at like the castle, like during the camp and everything. He's just not participating, but he'll be ready for week one.
That's what they're saying.
He's going to be ready for week one. All in for week one.
And the castle is what is basically just the big
the
building.
The Owens Mills.
Castle, everyone.
The Under Armour castle, is that what it
is? So are you buying it or are you skeptical?
Buying what?
That he's going to be healthy and ready
to
rock.
I think he'll be healthy, but I think that with back injuries, that they're nothing to scoff at. That they linger all the time. And he's just one.
Hey, from a guy who's working through a serious neck injury from doing an imperfect push-up, trust me, the neck/back area, very delicate. You can never rush it.
All right, remember, Mike Rizzo, GM of the Nats, will join us at 9, and you don't want to miss our interview with Steve Feuerstein at 8:20. He's the guy who booked AWOD on his show, The Transaction
Report. And somebody did acknowledge there's a backstory.
Apparently there's a backstory. Evie and I thought that it was a fake interview all along.
Yes.
We played it at the late portion of the show yesterday. AWOD was terrible, which we expected. But there's got to be a reason why, supposedly, Steve Feuerstein was following Adam Epstein's career.
Right.
Because
there is no career.
There's no career.
What is there to follow?
So that's coming up at 8:20. We'll get to the bottom of that right here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.